All right, we are live here with
Hello.
Abhishek, which is our, we're live on my personal YouTube account and on Twitch. Abhishek is a patron, and that's why as a top tier patron, he's scheduling this call with me. He's an ex-Muslim in India, is that correct?
Yeah.
And for his own safety, he turned off this, like we already talked for like 20 minutes already. But for your safety, we turn off your camera, right?
Yeah.
And you said that you are, oh, by the way, guys, if anybody here wants to schedule a call like this with me, link in the description. But you told me that you're an ex-Muslim in a very conservative Muslim family in India. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's not that conservative, but it's conservative. It's quite liberal, but more conservative side. And the ratio of conservative is higher than the liberal side.
Right. Is it okay to say which part of India you're in?
Yeah, Maharashtra.
Mm. And is that more of a Muslim area or more of a Hindu area?
No, more of a Hindu area.
Mm. So how is it to be? How is it? Okay, first, two questions, okay? And then you could ask me, you could ask questions as well, okay? But sorry, I'm interrogating you. Like, don't be nervous, okay? I know, like, it's kind of... Okay, so how is it like being a Muslim in India, in a Hindu majority part of India? And then how is it like being an ex-Muslim in a conservative Muslim family in India that is part of a Hindu majority section of India? Okay, go. No pressure.
Being a Muslim in India is safe and easy. Mm-hmm. And, but when you go to universities, colleges, it's quite discriminative. The teachers, there is opportunities, the teachers discriminate between your religion and many multiple things. If you are Muslim, like, teacher will hate you for no reason. Like, even if you score good and attend his or her classes regularly, but teacher will discriminate among you. Like, you are a Hindu, you are better. You are Muslim.
Wow. Do you get the
you're not better. You're not that good. So it's quite discriminative. I didn't hear you. Yeah.
Sorry, your audio got cut, so I thought you were pausing. There might be a slight delay, so we'll deal with it. Do you get the Muslim treatment as an ex-Muslim, like for the Hindu majority there? Like, are you treated just like a Muslim? Like, the fact that does it matter that you're an ex-Muslim?
In like social circle, when you meet up with friends or new people, when I tell them that I'm an ex-Muslim, it's quite good. But when it comes to teacher, you can't tell them that you are an ex-Muslim and atheist. So, like, the teacher consider you as a Muslim. So, like, yes, I get the Muslim treatment here from teachers, from elders, or, like, staff, college staff. And I study in study here in local university, local college. So, the staff is too much discriminative. I will tell you an incident. Like, yeah, when I'm submitting the project with my friend, so like the staff's name is Gaikwad. So when I'm giving her the papers and my research papers, so like she told me that bring new printout. So I asked her why should I bring a new printout. So she told me that my name is not Gaikwad. My name is SS Gaikwad. So just because of that SS, she told me to get a new printout of a whole project, like 500 pages of... 500 pages of research. Yeah.
Wow.
So it's that level of discrimination.
Like, all right, but... go on.
Like, in Maharashtra, it's still low, better than other states. Because in Maharashtra, there is not a BJP government.
Mm.
That's, Hindutva government. But in other states, there is too much high of a discrimination because There is BJP. Like UP seriously spoiled.
So you get the Muslim treatment from a
Yeah,
lot of
teachers.
elder hand, but you're saying that younger people consider you ex-Muslim, not Muslim. So maybe that's some hope for the future, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, even if you are Muslim, like, younger people will treat you good, but there is a conservative mindset of elders people like that. You are a Muslim, you should be wrong. Like, you
Right.
eat non-veg. Yeah, like when you are Hindu, you are vegetarian, and you are Muslim, people just take you as an non-veg and aggressive person. Even if their own children is have been in a multiple fights and they are quite bully, but still they consider as a Muslim. So just he should be aggressive. He eats non-veg and he should be aggressive. The people who eat non-veg are aggressive.
Wow. Wait, so do you get the ex-Muslim treatment from Muslims? What is that like?
That's quite bad. Like when you get when Muslims know that I'm an ex-Muslim, so like they treat me like I'm some sort of evil. Yeah, I'm some sort of evil, or I don't know what is true and what is wrong. So like they
Okay.
start lecturing me. So when I get into a debate, they get quite offensive and angry. Like they.
You go on. Sorry, I keep interrupting you.
They can't control their anger. Sometimes, like, it's so much bad that one time I got in a physical fight with my dad. Like, I wasn't praying, so I was studying and I wasn't praying. So that day, like, my dad came and punched me in the face. So I defended myself. So just after that, there was no fight between me and my family. Like, they knew I'm not that religious, so it's okay now.
Why did your dad punch you in the face?
Because I wasn't praying, I was studying though.
Because you weren't praying?
Yeah, I was studying.
You were studying.
Yeah.
You were studying and you got punched in the face because you were studying instead of praying.
Yeah.
Rap
That's why I want to
lords.
leave my home. That's why I want to
Ooh.
settle in another country. Yeah.
Wow, I don't know what to say to that. That's ins yeah, you think your dad would be proud that you're studying?
Yeah, it's
Unbelievable.
quite bad.
I'm speechless. That's crazy. Which one is worse? Getting the ex-Muslim treatment from Muslims in India? Or getting the Muslim treatment from Hindus in India.
Muslim treatment from Hindus in India. Like
Really?
everyone is not yeah, that's just like young people and open-minded people are quite good, and majority of the people are open-minded, but there is still a minority. Like when you get into local universities or anything local, when you tell them, they just in face they judge you by your religion. But in urban environment, they don't judge you by your religion. Just there is a quite minority of conservative mindset. Like
Did
in
you, but did you understand my question? So you're saying that the judgmental attitude of Hindus on you being a Muslim in India
yeah,
is
that's quite
worse than what you get from Muslims because you're an ex-Muslim in India?
yes, like
Wow.
they judge you, they steal your opportunities, so it's quite bad than getting into a fight.
Maybe that's because it's systemic discrimination, huh? Like maybe because it's like there's more opportunities because the society has been structured by with in their image, so they have more opportunities to hold you down. But is that like, correct me if I'm wrong, but like the experience that you have with Muslims is just personal, like bad
Yes.
experiences. But the
But that's
experience
also
that you have,
quite bad, like yeah. But
but the experience,
that's also
go on.
no, you say first.
No, but saying like, is the are you saying the reason why it's worse with Hindus is because this is like soaked, like it's been deep within the structure of society, so they have more opportunity to slow down your progress, and that's why that's worse. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay, continue. You were saying something.
But it's still worse in like Muslim treatment of ex-Muslim. Like they can even one time they can even kill you for this thing, and they don't even realize how bad it is. Yeah, like because in like they have the they have that in their holy book, so you can kill that the people who don't follow your religion or who lives your religion. Yeah, it's quite seriously bad.
So yeah, this is what maybe if a Hindutva is here would be, this is what they would say. They're like, how could you say that we are worse because we don't behead anybody, but as an ex-Muslim, you have to be more worried about the Muslims in India because if they like they might kill you for apostasy, but we don't do that. So why would you say the experience with the Hindus is worse?
Because like we can't escape our situations because of them. So like from escaping the situations of Muslims, you have to get a job and you have to have a good career to earn. But Hindus are stealing that with systematic racism.
So let me rephrase what you're saying. You're saying that if the headache that you're dealing with Muslim community, all you have to do is get a job, move out, go to somewhere else, and you're independent, and you don't have to deal with them again. But the experience that you have with the Hindus is all over the society. There's no escaping it. It's in the job, it's in the work, labor market, the education, applications, everywhere. And there's no escaping that. That's everywhere in society. So that's why you're saying that one is worse.
Yes. But it's quite started after 2014. It started after 2014 because like before 2014, government didn't give platform to this type of radicalized people. Before 2014, it was quite better. I don't even have to go into so much politics and all that. But after that, like that, after the CA NRC happened, like people say that NRC didn't happen, but it's in the record that the Home Minister is saying that Home Minister has he's on the record like of 2017 interview with Times Now. I don't quite remember the exact interview, but he's on the record of saying that NRC will come. So like we have to be prepared. He said CA NRC will come. So CA NRC was proposed as a now it's a law. So it's people don't have problem with CA, but it's quite discriminative. Like
so people for people who don't know what you're talking about two laws that work with each other as a way to try to demographically engineer India and change it from a secular state to a Hindu state. But we already covered that in detail on Atheist Republic. But I'm just saying that for the sake of people who don't know what you're referring to. But yeah, go on.
But NRC is a law like you have to give your documents. But you that is a in India we have like Aadhaar card. We it's a biometric document. You have given your fingerprint and you have given all your details like birth certificate. But when in the Times Now interview, like the interviewer asked that Home Minister Amit Shah that what is that NRC, what NRC states and what documents are required to fulfill that need. So he said that Aadhaar card won't work, birth certificate don't work. You have to submit you have to submit birth certificates of your grandparents.
Wow.
That's problematic. Like some people don't have the documents of the grandparents. They can make their own document. They can make their parents' document. But what about like the people who don't have parents? They are orphans.
So basically the way correct me if I'm wrong. The way these two laws work with each other is that for you to be able to prove that you're a citizen now in India, you need to go get a lot of documents that for a lot of people, poorer people, is very difficult to obtain. But there's a way out for the people who are Hindu, for example, because there's another law that lets them just become citizens as long as they're Hindu, so they not even have to struggle with providing all these documents. But
yes,
the people who do not have a Hindu or a Buddhist background, they're now all of a sudden are put in a position where their citizenship is being questioned. And if they don't have access to a lot of documents that is really hard to provide, they're now being like they're put in a limbo, as they don't even know if they could become stateless, basically, right?
Yes.
Is that accurate? Okay.
Yeah, but like it's still there is a flaw in that law, that even if you are a Hindu, so like even if you get the document, if you don't have the document, but still when you get citizenship from CAA, but still you have to submit your property, your home property, because like when you you get citizenship from CAA, you have to submit your home, all the property papers, because you are a new citizen. So you can't prove that you you were a citizen. So when you get us, even if you are Hindu from NRC, you lose your citizenship. You get your citizenship from CAA. So all the property you had before will be taken by the government.
What the hell?
Yeah. So like Hindus don't realize, they support it blindly. So it's a problem for them too, but it's a main problem. Yeah, like take an example, if you're homeless and you're Hindu, you don't have any property, you're homeless, but still, you can't prove your citizenship, and you get under you get your citizenship under CAA.
Right. Yeah. I remember that.
For them it's good, but for other people, it's who own property, CAA is not that good. It's just for homeless people, it's quite beneficial.
Okay, I have a question. What about, okay, so we know, like, you deal with a lot of headache from the Muslim community, right? And you deal with a lot of problems, like, systematically from the far-right Hindutva taking over. What is it like, what's your experience like as an ex-Muslim in India, dealing with the leftists? Do you have any experience?
Like, India's left side is quite biased, too much bias protecting Muslim side.
Too much what?
Biased.
Too biased protecting the Muslims.
Yeah.
So yeah, are ex-Muslims demonized or ignored by leftists in India?
Yes. They ignore ex-Muslim too much. It's quite biased. They support secular values, but they are like too much on the side of like they support beliefs, but they support beliefs too much. Like they will support Muslim beliefs. Yeah.
Rather than defending Muslims, they are supporting their beliefs.
Yeah, it's quite problematic. And the far right is just same like other countries. They are just they're sticking to their motives, but left is biased in India. They are not quite left. They're like, it's weird. Like, we can't even call them left, because they support secular. Yes, but they support. Just when it comes to Islamic beliefs, like they are in support of Islamic belief rather than criticizing their beliefs. They should support community, but they are supporting belief too. That's quite problematic.
Yes, instead of just defending Muslims, they're supporting the belief as well. But my question is like, do you have any personal experience with, like, do ex-Muslims get accused of bigotry? Anti-Muslim bigotry by leftists in India? I'm just trying to see how similar it is.
Anti-Muslim
not much? Okay.
No, wait. Yes. Yes.
Wow. Okay.
Just take an example, like when the France beheading happened, no left, only the Quint covered it, but no other left media, like digital medias, covered that incident, because they had a huge following from Muslim community in India.
What incident?
France beheading.
Oh, the French beheading, Samuel Paty.
They didn't even cover that story.
They didn't even cover the story. You're saying the leftist media outlets in India did not cover Samuel Paty's beheading in Paris because they had such a big Muslim following and they didn't want to offend them.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. That's crazy. So that's okay. You said that do you mind if I ask your age, by the way?
Yeah, I'm 20 years old.
20 years old. You mentioned before we went live that you actively participate in online debates on forums and stuff with you and your friends of yours. Like you're actively involved, fighting with theists, just having debates and stuff. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. What makes you decide that you want to be involved in that? Like, why do you do that?
I have to take risk because if I don't take risk while engaging in debate, like they have a thing. Like when it comes to Muslim, they have a thing. Like their religion is true, like 100% true. No one can prove it wrong. So like when they involve with other people who follow different religion, they are quite radicalized. Like if you say that other religion person says something of a little offensive to Muslim, like he will punch him. So like I just put a fear in their mind, like even your religion is have holes in it.
Right.
Yeah. So when I engage in debate, so I have a motive, like I have to put some hikmah in their mind. Their religion is wrong. So you just can't be radicalized. You have to be skeptic over your own religion. So I engage in debate just to I can't reveal my identity. So like I have to do something. I have to take a small risk. I can take risk. Me and my friends wanted to start a podcast, but we can't because even if we get into a little bit trouble, like we don't have lawyers to
So you wanted to start a podcast, but you're saying you think the consequences are too high, and if you get in trouble, there's no legal protection for you. So you just limit yourself to online forums instead of starting a podcast, or so because you don't want that level of attention. You don't know what's going to happen. That's very sad. And I've also noticed like some people that did start podcasts and the shows are popular. When they said something that was not their own audience didn't like in India, like even the people that are okay. Yeah. So this is how bad it is in my, based on my experience. And you let me know if this is accurate or not. Okay. So like pro-Hindu, it's for content creators, people that are seen as right-leaning or conservatives, right? Mm-hmm. I've noticed is that even when they get a bit out of line and say something, like when they when they suggested, for example, that when I had those blasphemy Sexy Kelly cartoons out, right? Sexy Kelly
animated art
Susanna keeps telling me not to call them cartoons they said they condemned it. They were like, this is not okay, like we don't agree with Armin's methods are like bad, but can we not like send him death threats and go after his family? And just because of suggesting that, and these are again Hindutva supporting right-leaning content creators with a massive following, they went after their family and they got into a world of trouble just for suggesting that I shouldn't be getting death threats and people shouldn't be going after my family. So I can't imagine if that's what their experience is, if somebody comes out in India and just be like, I don't know, like makes a dedicated podcast to attacking all this nonsense. It's not, it can't be. I don't even know why there's so many people doing that, because I like you guys there have, you know, you guys are brave. Like you guys are like, I don't know. There's so many activists in India. And then I feel like in India, this is crazy in India. And then I look at Pakistan, which is a lot crazier and a lot riskier. And there's people there doing this as well. Like, what the hell's wrong with you guys? Like, you guys are like, how are you this brave? Like, how the hell are you this brave? I don't understand it, but it's amazing. It's, you go on.
You want to say like, we have to take action because, if we don't take action, if we don't take risk against injustice, they will think that they are in the right side if we don't take any action. So we have to take a little bit risk that we can afford.
Oh my God.
We have to go against them, just even if it means to kill, even if it means to give our life. Yeah, sometimes it gets quite dangerous. Like, not in India. In India, it's quite more safe than Pakistan. Like, if in India, now that after 2014, that UAPA law, like, government is booking every other activist under UAPA for no reason. Like, just it's a threat to our country. He said this thing, he's a threat to our country. Just put him in jail. But in Pakistan, it's more dangerous. Like, I have a friend in Pakistan, like, she's a writer that, and she told me that she got in a little controversy, but her family is quite financially good, but so they saved her, but Facebook gave her data to Pakistani official authorities, and she got into really big trouble. Like, Facebook gave her data to Pakistani authorities.
Facebook gave her data to Pakistani authorities?
Yes.
Is this like verified? Like, I don't know. I don't know if this, I can't verify any of this information, but that's crazy. Yes. Katie.
Yeah. So she got into she got into huge trouble, but her family is quite in higher class. So her family provided the legal support to her and they saved her. But if she wasn't that rich, so she could get into a lot of trouble, like even to an extent that death penalty.
So she got out of it because she was rich. I just want to clarify something. You just said that we need to take some risk to show these people that they're wrong, even if it comes at the cost of
our life.
Losing what?
Giving up our lives.
Giving up her lives. Are you sure? Are you sure? Like, is it really worth risking your life to show people that they're going, that their beliefs are wrong?
Like, we are gonna die anyway. So, like, why can't we die like a legend, fighting for the right thing? Yes, we're gonna like it. Yeah, it comes with a huge risk. Even if it comes really with a huge risk, but we are not taking risk right now because we are not independent. We, like, even if I am independent, I am earning, I will take that risk. I will show my face and I will show everything. I will be public. But now I am with my family. I'm living with my parents because I'm studying. So I can't put risk on my family. Even if I'm not family oriented, so I can't put the risk on my family. That's
okay. You don't need to risk anything, okay? If you need to say anything, okay, that it requires a lot of risk, just let me know, okay? And just come here and then we'll talk about it anonymously. You don't need to put your face on any of the, there's no, like, why? Like, I'm already giving you a platform here, okay? I'm already amplifying your voice, okay? So why would you, there's nothing been added in, you know, you're not going to get any benefit, you know, added benefits from risking your life, right? That you wouldn't get from just showing up here and talking to me, and I will just like let you like, and also like, by the way, guys, link in the description. Even if you don't get to come on this show, we have a free link where people could leave their voicemails, right? Just click on the link in the description. And we have a show called Atheist Republic Voicemail, which is your voices, and it's completely anonymous, right? So we're like, you could get your voice out there, no risk required, okay? Like, we need to come up. I mean, you don't need to sacrifice that much to be able to be. I mean, if you sacrifice that much, then you are stopping yourself from potentially benefiting you know, your country or your environment for years to come, right? For years to come. There's many other different strategies that we could, that you could come up with, and how to change people's opinions. And you have given up on all those years of, and different ways of how to live a happy life and also have a positive influence on your environment. And all, now you, you cut that, all of that short. If you, so it's not really worth risking anything, in my opinion. So especially now, there's so many ways to be able to get your voice out there without risking anything. And you know, we could, we are one of those ways, but so you could use us, use Atheist Republic. Okay.
Yeah. Like I have a, I'm in on the low level. Like I have a friend named Gaurav. He's like, he's too much. I like he's in, I'm really quite more anonymous than him. Like he's public. Like, how can I say this? He's not that anonymous, so he's taking a huge risk than he's taking a more huge risk than me. So when we engage in debate, it gets quite controversial. He shows his face. I don't show my face that much, but he shows his face. He has a public profile, so he shows his face. So he's taking that risk of showing his face. That get, that can get him into a lot of trouble. Even he gets more cautious than me. Like he's more, yes, he's public, but he takes precautions to be safe. I don't like, how can I say it? I just go, I like, even if I say something, but like, I don't realize what I'm saying. Like, just I say, I can say, how can I say this? If I said something about a religious Islamic scripture, I don't realize that what I'm saying. I don't realize what's the risk of saying this thing. But he's more cautious. He texts me. Even if I type something like of a religious text and say this is bad, that can get into a more trouble. So he had to check before I send something. Like we have to be more cautious to check more things before we post it.
Do you see any hope for like the direction things are heading in India? Do you see it getting worse, getting better, staying the same?
If this government stays same, then it will get worse, like Pakistan. Like it's heading into that direction. Even if the far right is quite right in some way, but they don't know the exact way to do it. Like they are not going for the beliefs, they are going for the community. That's seriously wrong. They have to, like, yeah, they are right in their own way, but they don't have to go to that community. They have to attack that belief, like France. So like that's France. Seriously wrong. Yeah, but they are going for the community. It will be more destructive because there is a huge population of Muslims in India. So if they go for, if they go for the community, it will be bad for everyone.
What's the solution? What do you suggest? What do you think is the way out of all this?
There isn't any leader who don't follow any religion and they are atheist. Just young people in politics will be a solution, I think.
Young people getting involved in politics. That's your...
Yeah.
That's your solution.
There are more like radicalized young people too. Just like there should be a test to enter into politics. There should be an exam and a interview for getting into politics, like to identify they're radicalized or not.
So if we do have enough like secular activists in India, right? Like a lot of atheist activists, secular activists, and like people that believe in enlightenment values. And a lot of them are extremely organized, very active. So it's not like this is something that needs to be introduced in any way. Do you see a lot of them wanting to get involved in politics, or is there a barrier, or is that, go on.
They don't get in, like, I don't see them getting involved in politics. They're just doing their activism, but they don't get involved in politics. I don't know what's the reason, but I think that far right government, more leftist government. Don't give them platform to perform. Don't
okay, so
let them. Yeah, they put
how
a
do
barrier
we,
from them
they put
getting
barrier.
into politics. Yeah, even
Okay,
the left is biased and the right is biased. So we just can't get the right thing now in politics.
Maybe we could like help promote the campaigns of any secular activists that want to get involved in politics in India. Maybe Atheist
Yes.
Republic could get involved in promotions
Yes,
of their
please.
campaigns. Yeah? You think that would be good?
Yeah, please. Yeah, it will be a lot much better. So like like politicians should give them a chance, like a secular activity. They should give them a chance to get into politics, but they put a barrier on them. I don't know why, just to get, because if they get into power, just like take an example of a secular activist who values enlightenment values and goes against their belief. So if they get into politics, so like the political side will lose power because there are more conservative mindset people who are living in poverty. They are more conservative and they're more religious. So like if they get into power, the conservative and poor side listens to their political leaders or religious leaders. So like it's, so the main thing is to just put that conservative and poverty side into public school where secular values are taught. There should be a subject in school of secular and enlightenment values.
Well,
yeah,
I wish. Isn't there hope though, given that you and it seems a lot of people noticing that it's mostly the older generation that has a lot of these views that is holding
yes.
your country back. Isn't, don't you, like, I keep saying, like, every time I talk to, like, secular activists and atheist activists in India, I hear a lot of pessimism and lack of hope for the future. But then I keep also hearing from them that a lot of these problems are from these old people with bad ideas. But to me, that suggests that, well, that means that the future is bright because there's going to be a shift in attitude once these younger generation people like start replacing the older people. Is that not the case?
There are young generation in poverty line and urban areas. So the young generation in poverty line just are more radicalized because they listen to their parents. There's a big problem called Bollywood in India. So they watch their movies and they think the people who follow who are family oriented and the people who follow their parents' guidance and who are religious are good people. And the people who are more secular and atheist, they are wrong people. So they watch a lot of movies from Bollywood and the Bollywood teaches them that religious side is good and the people who are family oriented, who listens to their parents are good. And the people who go the other way are really bad. So there is a huge younger generation in poverty line and not that who don't live in urban area. So they are programmed in a way to follow their parents and they just learn their parents' values and that conservative values. So they when they grow up, they are more like their parents and more conservative. So it's quite bad. So just to get them out of that conservative mindset and religious mindset, we have to teach them a secular subject in their schools. But there is no secular and secular enlightenment value subject in their schools. And even the teachers are radicalized. Like if they ask a if they ask a question, like just take an example, if a child asked a question to the teacher that who created God, the teacher will be like, he exists out of time, he's uncreated, he created himself. How can you ask a question about God? It's what you can say, it's really bad. You shouldn't question God. Like the teacher are like this. So like the teachers, so it, the more of a younger generation is in poverty lines, even if they get educated, it's a conservative mindset and religious mind education.
I have one more question. I was told that my understanding is that Muslims in India are a lot less aggressive and compared to Muslims, for example, in Pakistan or at some other countries, right?
Yes.
That's true.
If they do something, whole of the community will get blamed. They are a lot more aggressive in their own community, but outside their community, they are lot less aggressive.
Oh, they're more aggressive towards their own community.
Yes.
That's what you said? But towards outsiders, they're less aggressive because of the image, because they want to maintain a peaceful image in India that's not used against all of them. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. Exactly. So, okay, but still, even within their own community, an ex-Muslim in a Pakistani community gets a lot more hostility than an ex-Muslim in a Muslim community in India. That's fair to say, right? Is that true?
Yes, quite, but yes, it's true.
Okay. All right, so we talked 20 minutes before we went live, and now it's been 40 minutes live. So we might want to wrap it up now, unless there's something you want to mention or add, or any questions you want to ask, or any feel free to do that as well.
I don't have much questions, but will you guys arrange atheist meetups in India? Atheist meetups in India.
I don't understand. Say that.
Meetups. Atheist meetups. Community meetups. Atheist meetups.
Yeah. Oh, yes, yes. We do have our Atheist Republic has consulates in all major cities, including cities in India. However, because of COVID, all the meetups activities for Atheist Republic consulates around the world has stopped. We will get right back on that as soon as, if ever, this whole lockdown situation is over. Mm-hmm. That will be one of the, that's one thing that we were very proud of. We had meetups in all across the world for atheists to be able to meet each other face-to-face and see that they're not alone. That was one of our major activities, but all of that has stopped. But yes, we will definitely get back on that as soon as the restrictions are over, for sure.
I just want to make one thing clear. Like, there are two types of young generation, one in poverty line, one in urban environment. So, like, there is a hope if the younger generation in urban environment get into politics. But if the, like, it's quite, it sounds discriminative, but it's just, it's for the best, because in urban environment, the younger generation is more secular and less religious, so they can they value enlightenment values. But a younger generation in poverty line in India, they don't value secular values and enlightenment value. So if the urban people get into politics, there will be a hope in India.
That's the solution then. Okay. Yes. All right. That's I learned a lot from you, like thank you so much. This has been very, very helpful to me. Let me know if you ever want to reach out to me again. But that was great. And guys, again, if anybody wants to schedule a meeting with me, there's a specific link that says for scheduling for people who are patrons, top tier patrons, they could like schedule a meeting with me, link in the description. So take advantage of that. And if you didn't see this live and you're watching this on Atheist Republic YouTube channel, we do the patron meetings live on my personal channel, which is Armin Navabi, and then it gets moved to Atheist Republic's YouTube channel. So the patron meetings, if you want to be following that live with us, like Fatima here and Katie and LAJ is here now and Atheist King. This Kiko guy is thanking you, by the way, I think. And people, by the way, you the live chat today was Katie and everybody else here seems to be very much in agreement with your points, Avishak. But again, I hope that I'm sorry that you live in a situation where you can't even use your real name or you can't use the camera, which is very sad that you've that you live in a situation that you feel like you can't do that and you can't be yourself, and that's the worst. That's really bad. That's really sad. I don't know what else to say. And hopefully we could be a small part of all of us here, everyone in the live chat, Abhishek and me together. Maybe hopefully we could all be a small part of changing that and moving to a position where nobody has to worry about not, you know, being themselves, or being able to express themselves the way they want, which is, yeah. Anyways, thank you so much for educating us. And I'm going to end the stream right now. Guys, again, link to following everything is in the descriptions. Please give us a like, share, and tell your friends and tell your enemies as well. Why not? Anyways, bye. Wait, stay there. Stay. Don't go.
Okay.